Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, June 15th, 2014. You are listening to Studio 7 from... You are listening to Studio 7 coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Sandra Nyaira. Among our top stories this evening, the Chitungwiza Residents Trust gives local government minister Ignatius Chombo an ultimatum regarding the proposed demolition of settlements in Chitungwiza municipality.
This time we are not taking this matter lightly. We are taking this matter very seriously. So we approach the court to say what Honorable Chombo is saying is misleading to the nation.
Civil society organizations urge Zimbabweans to dig deep and help victims of this year's floods, in particular those living in deplorable conditions in Chingwizi holding camp in Mashingo.
It's simply a campaign that is meant to help, you know, the victims of the floods that befell our country, you know, Tokem Kosi, Masebele, and Mashonaland, you know, areas.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. The Chitungwiza Residents Trust has written to local government minister Dr. Ignatius Chombo seeking policy clarity on the issue of proposed demolition of settlements in the municipality. The letter follows continued threats of house demolitions from the ministry and four other letters to which no response, no acknowledgement has been received from the minister. Chitrest says it has also instructed its lawyers representing them from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to remind Minister Chombo of the country's constitution and the need for him to uphold the principles of good, transparent, accountable and responsive governance. The letter gave Dr. Chombo 7 days in which to respond, failure of which the Chitrest lawyers say they will proceed to take what they say are lawful steps available for the protection of the rights and interests of Chitungwiza residents without any further notice to the minister. Reporter Jonga Kandemiri spoke with Chitungwiza Residents Council Information Officer Marvelous Kumalo about the ultimatum.
Chitungwiza Residents Trust instructed its lawyers to write to Honorable Chombo on the proposed demolition of settlements in Chitungwiza. This followed the four other letters that had been written before without any acknowledgement or even response from the Honorable Minister. We first wrote him on the 5th of November 2013, then on the 13th of November 2013, on the 13th of December again we wrote him, then we also wrote him on the 24th of May this year, and he did not even acknowledge receipt or any form of response to those letters. Then that led to us instructing our lawyers to give him some final notice that if he continues giving statements that are not in tandem with the court ruling that we received, then obviously we will approach the court, the same court, for a legal recourse.
What action are you going to take in the event that he ignores your fifth letter, like what has happened to the other four you have written before?
We are not taking this matter lightly. We are taking this matter very seriously. So we approach the courts to say what Honorable Chombo is saying is misleading to the nation, because the nation in this case is guided by the Magistrates Court's ruling, which we have. So we approach the same courts for the protection of the rights and interests of Chitungwiza residents, seeking that Mr. Chombo be brought back to direction.
But how are Chitungwiza residents treating this demolition issue?
Chitungwiza residents are disappointed that a whole minister who understands how the courts of the land operate would then be operating in contempt of court. And that alone is actually a cause for concern for Chitungwiza residents.
That was Chitungwiza Residents Trust Information Officer Marvelous Kumalo speaking with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Civil society organizations teamed up to launch a campaign to mobilize support for victims of this year's rainy season's floods, in particular those still living under difficult conditions at Chingwizi Holding Camp following their displacement by the Tokwe Mukosi floods earlier in the year in Mashingo. The campaign will culminate in the Soap and Shirt Winter Festival on June 21 in Harare, where Zimbabweans are urged to bring goodies, including blankets, clothes, and food, to donate to flood victims around the country. The country's top musicians will perform at the festival concert, where men who bring packets of sanitary pads will get free drinks. Abel Chukwomo is the director of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. He says the campaign was well received.
It's simply a campaign that is meant to help, you know, the victims of the floods that befell our country, you know, Tokwe Mukosi, Matabeleland, and Mashonaland, you know, areas. And basically, the campaign is calling on all Zimbabweans to come out in their numbers to support their own, you know, in any little way, you know, that they believe they can actually support, whether by bringing, you know, out, you know, those clothes that they last wore many years back, but they are still in their closets, new or old, bringing soap and the like, that could actually be used by the families that are struggling. You can imagine, for example, what the benefit it would give, you know, to mothers who are trying to look after the children under very difficult circumstances in tents and in other such places.
So how has the campaign been received, Mr. Chukwomo?
No, I mean, emails are coming through, you know, and judging by just, you know, the correspondence and the phone calls coming through to him, right, it appears that a lot of Zimbabweans are very eager and keen to assist and to come and join. And I do believe personally that, you know, this is a very important initiative. And come the 21st, I foresee a lot of Zimbabweans coming out to the Gavia Sports Club, you know, where they are going to be musicians and other, you know, celebrities also who are joining in support of this initiative. That is at least the least that we can do as Zimbabweans to help our own people.
And lastly, in terms of the logistics, for those people who may want to come and donate to the campaign even before the 21st, where you're going to have this big event, where do they come to?
In between now and the 21st, you know, if people are, those who are eager to donate and who may not be able to come on the 21st or do not wish to bring stuff on the 21st, are free to come to Zimra's office along 4th Street in Harare and donate their goodies. They will be very welcome. They could also, obviously, like I say, come on the 21st at the Gavia Sports Club and do that. In the event that, you know, obviously, you know, there could be the question around transport, for instance, we are hoping that, you know, Zimbabweans will come out their numbers and they will find their way to the Gavia Sports Club. But in the event that somebody is willing to come, but they are unable because of, you know, transport challenges, the Zimbabweans will be very happy to honor, you know, the obligation to meet the transport cost. So no one will be stranded at the end of the day.
Director Abel Chukwomo of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum on the line from Harare. Wildlife experts say Africa's elephant population is falling again after more than 20,000 of the majestic animals were killed last year, mostly for their tusks. A report from the endangered species watchdog CITES calls poaching levels alarmingly high and says the killings far exceed the elephant population's natural growth rate. It says in some areas, elephants could soon be extinct. The report notes many countries have taken steps to combat poachers and stop the illegal trade in ivory that fuels the elephant slaughter. It says poachings decreased substantially at national parks in Chad, Zimbabwe, and Uganda in 2013, but rose sharply at the Dzangashanga Park in the troubled Central African Republic. The report says at least East African countries are making more large-scale seizures of ivory, but not the volume of ivory seized suggests international criminal gangs are involved in the poaching. Studio 7 is now available on Channel Zim on your WizTech free-to-air decoder from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday to Friday and from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. From your WizTech decoder, look for CH Zim. Channel Zim is available 24/7 on your satellite TV, smartphone, and online. To listen, go to www.channelzim.net. The address once again, www.channelzim.net. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we go to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm joined by a Zimbabwean musical artist who's here to showcase some of his music and get a chance to let us know who he is. Cynic, thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for your time and thank you for having me.
And I always start my music segments by asking for the government name, of course, so that we know exactly who we're talking to. So, Cynic...
Why?
It's only right. Tell me more about yourself.
My name is Gerald, last name Mugweni. Hip hop artist. I've been doing hip hop for quite a while, over 10 years now.
Where do you draw your inspiration as an artist?
I think what happened with me is growing up, I managed to access some of the mainstream hip hop that was out at that time, and I kind of fell in love with the art form of hip hop. I think I always loved music, but I don't think I was much of a singer. So eventually I found that I could channel my thoughts into rhyme. So from being a fan of hip-hop, I eventually started writing my own rap.
I hear the streets have been waiting for this. I was meditating, debating if y'all are ready, I guess. You ain't never gonna be fully prepared. Got my stripes, get on mics just to ruin careers. The Mayan store 2012 as I'm a getting. It's true, cause if you act, then I swear it's I'm a getting for you. And any track that I'm a getting.
How would you describe your sound? I listened to some of your music, which I liked, and I think you have kind of like an old school hip hop sound. Is that kind of how you would describe yourself?
I guess maybe, because I think the stuff that I used to listen to growing up had quite a profound influence on what I do now, but also I started being exposed to other hip-hop. Like even now, like I listen to a lot of underground hip-hop. It's just that I'm very disconnected to what mainstream hip-hop, especially maybe if you look at American mainstream hip-hop, what it is now. So I guess you could kind of liken what I do to more old school.
Such a grounded individual, plus well-rounded in the physical. Living as a wage worker, earning at the minimal. Travel every day, bodirito to the brook. Big daughters in their Benz coupes. Often take a look, and she'll often take offense when they offer her a lift. Lies hanging from their lips like lit cigarettes. Like, kinda old, she shit, a local tinga like a life coach. Sati wamba wana, no kupins that I'm style. But she knows better, chido chaka isn't money. Her heart beats hard.
As an artist, in terms of content, what's your interest in? What do you want to, I guess, convey in terms of your songs?
I think with me, really, I use hip-hop, I use music as a way to communicate. So, I don't know, like, at different times in my life, I like to communicate different things. But at the core of it, I think I'm trying to use my music to inspire.
But the process was wrong, so overall the mix wasn't lack. I just said lyrics and some beats and no prior experience, but I knew I had potential of inspiring millions personally. Burnt a pack of discs and wrote the track list and gave a few hits, and I just asked if they could pass it. That's how I ended up on everybody's top 10 on microphones, one of those known to drop gems. But victory lap was kind of...
And looking at Zimbabwe's musical scene, of course, there are a lot of artists like yourself who are branching out. Is your fan base growing?
Well, hip-hop in Zim is, I think it's a small movement. We do have, an audience that's looking out for the music that we make. But like I said, it is a small movement for the majority of people. I think they still don't really understand the art form and the fact that we use it to convey our own stories, which are stories that they can relate to, even though they don't really appreciate the vehicle that we chose to use. But the stories are Zimbabwe, they're homegrown.
And now comes a time when I ask you to, throw me a little 16 or something like that, just so we can get a little freestyle, something live for our audience.
All right, this is something I'm working on. Every day I'm trying to be better than I was before. The call to a greater existence is hard to ignore. I used to be on some trying to discover who I am now, redefining and creating self as the plan. Ignorance blinds you. I'm trying to open my eyes. Truth is scarce. Yo, they trying to get you soaking the lies like basing racism on a premise of science. And now my people feel small. We were created as giants. You won't know unless you start flipping through the pages. We God's manifest. It's essential to engage this. That's it.
Nice. Thank you so much. So what's next for you, Cynic, in terms of music?
I'm looking forward to working on my sophomore album as soon as I get enough inspiration to create a full-length project like I did with the first album, Sin City.
Cynic, thank you so much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
No, thank you for your time.
Hold up, wait a minute, check your pockets, fam. Cause when it's dark, a lot of dudes be trying to make a plan. Fish in your pockets for your wallet and your phone. That's when you see you ain't got this shit when the power comes back on. Got a 2310 with a torch, I still scope the scene. She's trying to step up close, but I seen she has a broken screen. So now I'm ducking like she came with a subpoena. My guess, I know the joke, and then my boss, I am Murima. Generator, RT, I see a pana, dizirita. To my team, it's a muza, kuti joka quickly. Cause once it's on, we can get the spot. It started easily. DJ was killing it before my getty at the Z. Apana yokutamba till mufana azozoka. So now we just chilling, talking.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. Just a reminder before we go to all our listeners to continue sending emails to your mailbag on studio7@voanews.com. Listeners, you can also call our hotline +1 202-205-9942 and dial 11 when the phone is answered to leave us your voice messages, which we can play on air.
Like an eagle, and we always play like we dance. Only today, there's no tomorrow. Leave all behind in this place. There's no space for fear or sorrow. Is it true that you want it? Then act like you mean it. With everyone watching, it's truth or dare. Can you feel it? Is calling German, Colombian, Spanish, and French. Off the bench, you gotta own it. Down here we play like we dance. It's Brazil, and now you know it. Is it true that you want it? Then act like you mean it. With everyone watching, it's truth or dare. Can you feel it?
This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now we recap today's top stories. The Chitungwiza Residents Trust gives the local government minister Ignatius Chombo an ultimatum regarding the proposed demolition of settlements in the Chitungwiza municipality. And civil society organizations are urging Zimbabweans to dig deep and help victims of this year's floods. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, June 15th, 2014. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Standekile Mhlanga. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a blessed week ahead. Lami ngithatheleli thuba lokubonga uSandra. Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 15 kuNhlangula 2014. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza siseWashington DC.